This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Nash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed grace message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold minister that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant a seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month. Hallelujah. At 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in. You can join and enjoy it. Call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast. Also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarch Podcast. The purpose of the podcast is sharing how we do church. This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Today we're talking about building the global church. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just want to talk to you. Let's open our Bibles. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2 says, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, for all who are in every place called on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. The global church. God wants to build the global church. And so we come to the new upstart wineskins, okay? Amen. Number one, the home church. We got to the one another ministry. I mean, the fivefold ministry, ministry among the home church. The priesthood begins in the home church. Amen. Hallelujah. Then there is the new apostolic wineskin home church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is which is the revelation that God has given me about the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the revelation that God has given me. This is the revelation that God has given me for the home church. Hallelujah. And that's what I had released in here. Then we come to the new apostolic wineskin church, which is a community of home churches, which is both a community of home churches with or without a sanctuary. And that is also the new apostolic wineskin church. Then we have the apostolic ministration, which is a ecclesiastic order of church. Hallelujah, amen. Association of churches. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we come in parachurch ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. And then mission stations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we come to the horizontal prayer centers, revivals, and apostolic and city church centers, apostolic councils, horizontal apostolic networks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. See, in that passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the church is more horizontal than covered. Amen. It is more horizontal than vertically. Amen. But God wants to reform the vertical. Amen. Amen. Establish the horizontal, build, cut them on the cooperative. The church in the workplace. Amen. The church on the internet. Hallelujah. The multimedia church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There is more apostles for the vertical, less apostles for the horizontal, and lesser apostles for the cooperative. And then we come to the seven divisions of the church. We're going to eventually come into that. We're going to come into expression in that in our time. And we're going to grow in that. We're going to mature in that. Amen. Hallelujah. The city church in every city. The regional church in every region. The province or state church in every state. The national church in every national. The zone church in every zone. The global church. The third heaven throne church. And also you could also be district churches within a big giant city. So I'm room for that. But the thing is, how do they manifest through prayer centers, apostolic centers, revival centers, and city church centers. Amen. Hallelujah. The church in the end times and the church of the millennium will be more horizontally. Amen. That will be the the strength of it, hallelujah. And then the cooperative will connect. Hallelujah. The city church will have a prayer center or a city church center or a revival center or apostolic center. The regional church will work together to provide, to come together to accomplish certain tasks such as feeding the poor. Hallelujah. Amen. The state church is basically the leaders that's coming together to walk in certain events, hallelujah, and certain things that are pertaining to the church, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The national church will a time of prayer, a time of gathering, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The zone church will release revelation and evangelism, hallelujah, and over the area. The global church will come together and pray and councils, and also the national church will also be councils too. Amen. Praise God. Now we come to the eight realms of church. The eight realms of church. Jesus said he will build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Lord is building. There shall become a great increase of the kingdom of God. And there's going to be a great increase of the kingdom of the will be. There cannot be a great increase in the church first unless there will be a great increase of the kingdom of God. That is in the secular. The church, when we're talking about all this, is nuclear. And then the extended church is the workplace, is the secular. That the kingdom of God manifests in the heart of the believers. Amen. The church is the priesthood of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. We are to establish altars of prayer, and we are to rise up and minister to the seven realms of society to bring forth integrity and freedom and justice. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And values that have come out of our relationship with God and reading the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we see first you as a temple of God. You need to get into the Reformation. You need to get the Revelation Revival. You need to get in, listen to the opposite Revelation of Elvis. I'm getting these teachings. Amen. Amen. Learn to pray. Practice prayer. Learn. Practice speaking in tongues. Practice speaking, practice the presence of God. Learn to cultivate, practice, and soak in God's presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Go through deliverance. Amen. Prayers of cleansing. And also, amen. Hallelujah. Then your house, your family. Well, do deliverance on yourself, deliverance on your wife, your husband and wife. Amen. Deliverance in your family. Hallelujah. Have family Bible study. Do a spiritual cleansing of your home. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Be more transparent. Be more humble. Hallelujah. Release blessings over your family. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Come into home church meetings. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we have the vertical. Well, that's home churches. That's new apostolic home churches. That's new apostolic home. That's ecclesiastic apostolic ministrations. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's parachurch ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's coming forth. So we have to reform that. You need to get in the thesis of the Third Reformation, the new apostolic wineskins, the revelation, Revelation Revival, the grace meshes, get the grace meshes, the reform grace meshes, get the revelation of the opposite revelation of Elvis Ivan, get that down, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and begin a transition into new apostolic wineskin churches, amen. The church start only, we shall return to the home, amen, hallelujah. And out of this will come the missionary movements, the new apostolic wineskin church movements, home church movements, Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And the home church movement. Hallelujah. Around the world. Hallelujah. And then we have the horizontal. This is the prayer centers, revivals, apostolic centers, and city church centers. And that's why we need to come in and begin to build the horizontal. We got to build the horizontal. We got to establish the horizontal. We had to establish. Hallelujah. We got to establish the horizontal. We got to establish the horizontal. We have to establish the horizontal. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. The church must become more horizontal. Revival is coming horizontal. Then it'll touch the vertical. The vertical, the fruit of revival and reformation is harvest and the vertical. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must receive the apostles and prophets on a horizontal level. Amen. We must come into also burn centers. Burn centers. Hallelujah. Amen. Revival centers, apostolic centers, prayer centers and city churches, and burn centers. That's all worship. Just worship, nonstop worship for 3, 4, 5 hours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we come, amen, to the Seven Mountain Mandate Church. This is the church. This is the church. This extended church is the church in the workplace. It is the marketplace church. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why we must come in to the fullness of the priest of the believer. We must follow the functions of the priest, and then we must begin to come in the function of the kings and be kings of the kingdom. We are called to influence society, build altars of prayer, to come together as believers in the workplace and pray. Hallelujah. And then there is the Israel church. The Israel church. The church in Israel. This includes all born-again Jews. This includes all born-again Christians. All born-again people in the nation of Israel. Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. And we have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We have to pray for the peace of Israel. Peace for all Jews. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to get into our Hebrew roots. Hallelujah. Not legalism, but in faith. Hallelujah. Not in obligation, but in willingness. And we got to relate. Hallelujah. Amen. And embrace. And then we come into the global church. The global church, amen, will come forth in the ministry of masses, in solemn assemblies, in greater prayer rallies. Hallelujah. And worship and harvest bowl rallies. Certain prayer centers will be global prayer centers. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the third heaven throne room church, which we start with. Basically, when you're around you and the third heaven throne room church is basically one and the same. We gotta come up hither. Be faithful to prayer, faithful to practicing speaking tongues, first practicing the presence of God, flowing in learning how to develop a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, being codependent on the Holy Spirit, a greater dependency on the Holy Spirit. Learn and hear the voice of God, how to flow, how to be led by the Spirit of God, how to prophesy, how to flow in visions, hallelujah, how to flow word knowledge, how to have visions of heaven, how to come up hither, amen, coming into the throne room, amen, amen, coming into the deep prophetic, coming into the path of Enoch, the deep blue of the Spirit, hallelujah, amen. So let's go recap the 8 realms of church. You, the family, the vertical, the horizontal, the Seven Mountain Mandate Church, the Israel Church, the Global Church, the Third Heaven Throne Room Church. And the last thing is there's gates There's different gates. The gates of the Lord, God's restoring the gates of the Lord. And there's 12 global gates that connect to the third heaven. These are gates that God's releasing, and ministries are going to be built around these gates. And there are certain apostles that are gatekeepers, prophets, and watchmen that are set at those gates. There's worship and prayer order, and then there's people that support that. There's companies that surround that. Amen. But there's also gates in your city. There's gates, the gate of your city. There's the gate. There's other spiritual gates that God has established. And so we need to identify this and begin to build around that. So I just gave a prophecy about the gates of the Lord. It's, I think, about 5 or 4 podcasts on Seven Thunders, prophetic podcast. You better go listen to it. Hallelujah. But we're coming more focus in the new apostolic wineskins, more focus in the 7 divisions, more focus on the 8 realms, and then on the gates of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And these gates will release blessings, anointings, revival, signs and wonders. We must be united at the gates. Even in the gates of our city, we need to take those gates and come and pray at those gates and speak at those gates. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then there's the gates of the Lord. But there's only 12 global gates. But there's other gates. There's a gate of revival. There's a gate of harvest. There's a gate of reformation. I'm just using an example. Gates of movements. Okay? So, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I pray for everyone listening to the message, everyone influencing my ministry, church of the Lord. I pray outpourings and many breakthroughs and many miracles. Lord God, I pray release revelation. God, establish the new upstart wineskins. Establish new upstart wineskin churches, outpouring of home churches of God. Release a mighty mission and movement of home churches and new upstart wineskin home churches, new upstart wineskins, and mission and movements of God. Lord God, I pray outpouring of new upstart wineskins, outpouring of home churches, outpouring new upstart wineskins, home churches, outpouring of persons, revivals, and apostles, and city church centers, and burn centers. Raise up, oh God, and establish the global church. Raise up the new apostolic wineskins, the 7 divisions, just the global, the 8 realms of the church of God, and the gates of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Release the apostolic revelation of Elvis Iverson in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How to establish the thesis of the third reformation in the name of Jesus. And I speak grace, grace, grace. And I speak apostolic grace, apostolic grace, apostolic grace. Thank you for this time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Visit ElvisIverson.com and enjoy the Feast of Word and Spirit. And have a good time.